Welcome back, Chuckies. Coming to you on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Gonna drown out this song too, because this song stinks.
I actually like that one.
Your song's coming up big today, EB.
Cakes detests anything that has a hint of hip hop.
No. That's patently false and untrue.
He likes like two songs.
Yeah,
he likes
Humpty Dance.
My mind's playing tricks on me.
Or Humpty Dance, and I'm in. I'm good.
Yeah, you got two.
Yeah, you'd let those play, but not today.
No, not today. This supersedes all.
We were talking about turnovers, and obviously the Commanders won the turnover battle. There's a tweet from Jay Kuda. I have no idea who he is. The team with the most yards in each of the playoff games lost this weekend because they also led in turnovers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Detroit ended up with more yards than Washington. They ended up with 521 yards, I believe, of offense. Losers. Texans. I don't even really remember the Texans turnovers.
I don't think they turned the ball.
But they had more yards than the Chiefs. They had problems on special teams, though.
Yeah.
Rams had a couple of turnovers. Eagles win that one. And the Ravens had three turnovers. Bills win that one. Washington's in the NFC Championship game, going to be taking on Philly. We kind of turn to our initial thoughts. We're breaking it down all week. 800-636-1067. My initial thought is, you just played this team. You played them twice. You're familiar. They're very tough to stop. Great offensive line. Great defensive line. They have Saquon Barkley. But I look at what Washington did offensively against them, and that gives me some confidence.
If their corners are banged
up. They didn't punt against the Eagles last time. Now, they had five turnovers, but they did not punt in that game.
Well, there's no way that they're going to have five freaking turnovers against the Eagles in back-to-back games.
No.
Like, that will get tidied up. I'm not going to say they're going to go in and have a completely clean sheet and go turnover-free, but they're not going to have five turnovers.
I mean, who knows how serious the Quinyon Mitchell injury is? I mean, he was one of the best defensive backs. He's a rookie, and he was 91% of the snaps. He was one of the best defensive backs in the league this year. So we'll see if he's going to be there. But they've got banged up secondary. Nakobe Dean going down in the Packer game was huge. One of their best defensive players, getting after the quarterback, making open field tackles. But look, we broke down the Washington Eagle game weeks ago. That was... This will be different because Hurts, we would assume, is going to play the entire game, and it wouldn't be Kenny Pickett. So, and this will be a road game, and weather could be a factor. Who knows? We'll have to check that. But the way I look at it is you're down to the final four.
Sure.
Anybody can win. So you can't say that the Eagles are an overwhelming favorite because this is the NFC Championship.
No, they are a favorite.
They're the overwhelming favorite. It's not like Philadelphia is that explosive offensively, especially in the passing game.
It doesn't even matter. If there's one thing that we've learned, it doesn't matter what Vegas thinks. They don't have any insight. It means nothing. They're going to base it based on their regular season, and they did great, and they have great players. But we have arguably the hottest player in the league. We have a coaching staff that this team really believes in. I don't know. I like our shot. I mean, the other guy who I could say is arguably the hottest player in the league is Saquon.
The good news
is, and I do think it's good news on some level, is that everybody knows they're going to give it to him. And if he beats us when we got like 11 guys in the box,
right,
then, you tip your cap and you say great season. But I think Jalen's banged up a little bit. You mentioned Mitchell. They have some injuries. And let's be frank. Part of the reason why we were able to so thoroughly dismantle the Lions, I think, is because they had like 16 guys on the injury reserve. And so that helps, a little bit. So, I don't know. I like our spot. I like being an underdog. I like everybody just hyping up Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And you love the way that Jaden has performed in two huge spots on the road.
I love our guy.
So that you just know he's not going to be fazed by the crowd noise and the antics of the crowd at the link.
Is it crazy to say?
It's another day at the office for him.
Last week I said it, nobody really cared because he's Jared Goff. I said, I like our quarterback better than theirs. This week, I like our quarterback better than theirs.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Jalen.
No. There's none whatsoever.
Look, in Jaylen, the last Jaylen game against the Eagles.
Jaylen yesterday was, now he was banged up because he took that sack when and hurt his knee. But he holds the ball way too long sometimes. Their offensive line was getting dominated in the pass game. He was sacked 7 times. It was all about Barkley and those explosive plays. And the fact that the Rams turned the ball over. I mean, the Kyren Williams fumble was huge.
And Stafford fumbled.
And Stafford fumbled in a key moment as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's – well, let's see where Hurts is injury-wise here later this week.
Even at full strength, Jason.
That didn't look good.
EB, I think it's very fair.
I like my guy over there.
Oh, I
think it's very fair to say that. And then if you look at the last matchup, I know people will point out Jalen Hurts didn't finish, but he doesn't play defense. Jaden Daniels had 5 touchdown passes against that defense. Yeah. I know he threw 2 picks, but he threw for 258 yards. He also ran for 81 yards in the game. The Eagles' defense didn't have an answer for Jaden Daniels. Put up the Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka, they are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, 0 carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is simple. What's your initial vibe on the Commanders-Eagles NFC Championship game? Commanders win or Eagles win? You can vote at Junks Radio. And we'll take some of your calls now. 800-636-1067. I mean, when's the last time this team lost, EB? It's a long time ago. This team's rolling.
Is it 7 in a row?
Well, it was when he was obviously nicked up with whatever injury he was dealing with. Still mysterious. Still don't know. You know,
it was a rib.
2 months later, some sort of rib injury, and they've unleashed him a little bit too. They stopped protecting him, and that's and it's been a totally different team since then.
Mm-hmm. You have to lean on your best players when you're down to the final 4 teams. Like we saw the Eagles lean on Barkley yesterday when Jalen Hurts wasn't close to 100%. They're going to do the same with Jaden Daniels for however long they keep playing.
They haven't lost since November 24th. They are absolutely on a tear. And Jaden Daniels has been on fire.
Yep.
Only been sacked once in the playoffs. His passer rating is through the roof. Cakes brought that up earlier. I mean, offensively, the team's rolling, and the defense, I mean, the one thing that they didn't do all year was force turnovers, and then they just had a game like that. Quan Martin has a house call.
Yep.
Sanistro with a couple of picks. I mean, just a huge, huge game.
Sanistro with a massive game. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067 on this massive victory Monday. Let's go to Shane in Leesburg. Shane, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's going on, Junks? How are you guys doing?
What's up? Doing great.
Yeah, so I flew out to Detroit Saturday morning, took my son Blake and his buddy Jack, and I can't tell you, man, this was top 5 sporting events I've ever been to in my entire life.
That's awesome.
I went to, number one is obviously Game 5 Vegas, went out there for the Caps win.
Nice.
So I went to Game 7 World Series in Houston. This was number 3, man. I mean, this place was the most electric place you could ever imagine. Mm. Never thought I'd be a dome guy, but I pray that the Skins build a dome. I mean, it was the loudest building I've ever been to.
Wow.
You know, remember back in the Cap Center back in the day when they had that little sound meter? And
yeah, the decimal meter,
off
sure.
And it hit like 100?
Yep.
It was consistently at 118, 120 would hit. I have no idea how they got those plays off. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I mean, the experience.
Meanwhile, Jaden didn't even.
Top
say,
to bottom.
Sorry, he didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I think they had, what, 1 false start and 1 delay game penalty? I mean, they acted like, you know, they must have been practicing in the dome, you know, having that
music
cranked
up. Oh, they definitely practice in the bubble with the music cranked up. They definitely practice that way.
Yeah.
But also, they do a lot of stuff with hand signals, too. When they're not huddling.
Yeah, you notice that. They're kind of tapping each other and all that stuff. It was insane, though. I mean, we met a couple dudes at the bar before the game, and I got to give a shout-out to Nate Acuna and TJ. So they had field passes, and where we were sitting was corner end zone. So we got to the game 3 hours before, and we were down in the end zone. And we saw them before they went down on the field, and they were down there for a little while. And they came up and asked if my son and his buddy wanted to go down there. They were down on the field, like Tom Brady was down there, like they were chilling with all the players. I mean, it was just absolutely insane. And after the game, I mean, you would have thought, you know, we won the Super Bowl. All the Skins fans there going crazy. It was just unbelievable.
That sounds cool.
Well, it's amazing how many people are traveling for these games. Like, I think we expected it with Tampa, but didn't necessarily expect it with Detroit. You talked about the price of the tickets, and a lot of people went.
Well, I mean, my son showed me the tickets to get into Philly last night, and the cheapest seats were like $1,100, $1,200. And we just talked to Tailgate Ted. He already bought his ticket. He didn't even want to go on record saying how much he spent. So it's going to be pricey. And then if they win in Philly, then you got to start thinking about buying Super Bowl tickets, EB. Super Bowl tickets.
Nutty.
Tickets to go to the Super Bowl to watch your team play.
And by the way, if they do, it wouldn't be just me going. I'd have to take my whole family.
Yeah, you would.
Because they're all emotionally invested.
You better get a loan, brother. You better take out a 401k loan. Home equity loan, something. Because that's going to be pricey. But you can sell it as heads. Might not even be once in a lifetime with Jaden at the helm.
That's true.
It's just the beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Again, it is impressive, and it's just exciting that our kids get to live this.
Absolutely.
Right? Our kids that we've raised, right?
You feel great for them.
Somehow he botched Dylan. I don't know how. Dylan's a Ravens fan.
He's a Lamar guy.
Yeah.
These kids have no idea. They would look at us like we were aliens when we would like lock in on Sundays.
Yeah.
They didn't care at all. And they've been completely caught up.
They're totally engrossed by it.
Stayed up until midnight with me. She got a massive game the next morning, and you know she couldn't get enough of it. And she's just like every other kid in DC, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. Look, over the years we've seen. You can say my son's a Ravens fan. We all three of us live in Montgomery County, Maryland. Montgomery County, Maryland, 25 years ago. Used to be Redskins country.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, because of Snyder and the team sucking, it became probably 50-50, if not more, Ravens country.
No way.
But it's coming back.
You think
so? Definitely.
50-50 sounds aggressive, but there's definitely been a lot of purple invasion in Montgomery County compared to 20 or 25 years ago.
I've told you, just with the coaches, I mean, the kids that I've coached over the years, a lot more of them were Ravens fans.
Right.
So that's the younger generation. And
well,
just you had that creep. But I think now, look, we've talked about this before this week, that more and more Commanders gear, you're seeing it out and about, right? You go to the stores, you're seeing the Commanders hats.
I've never seen so much.
Yeah, you're seeing the gear. You're seeing the Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter.
I mean, I know that we didn't have Skins fans. Like, that just didn't exist for the young people over the last 10, 15 years. But I didn't think that Montgomery County had been overwhelmed with Ravens fans. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm kind of in denial on that, but maybe you're right.
Let's go to Peter. He's checking in from North Carolina, probably listening on the Odyssey app. Peter, happy Victory Monday to you, sir.
What's up, Peter?
Thank you, guys. Hey, listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As far as thinking about this next game with Philly, the same thing could happen. If we get up on them, they'll start the panic. Because the thought of them losing to Washington in the NFC title game will make them sweat. And I think the same thing happened in Detroit. It was just a situation where we got up at them so fast, they were panicking and they left the run game. And I think the same thing could happen. And you know what? We're underrated. This team is much better than everybody thinks it is. We keep saying it's just Jaden, and it is just Jaden, but all the players, the coaching, the whole system is so much better that I think we can go all the way and win it. I just believe that. And I'm 3 feet off the ground all the time.
Nice.
I went to the store, get some medicine for my grandson, had my hat on. This woman came up and kissed me on the neck. She goes,
what?
I hope they win.
Look at that.
I'm
saying,
oh, my God.
It's strange.
I told my wife, she goes, don't wear that stuff no more.
Yeah.
I'm 69 years old. I haven't had a woman in public kiss me in 30 years.
It's the magic of Jaden Daniels. See what he's doing?
That's amazing.
It is unbelievable here in North Carolina. This is Redskin, your Skins company, Commander. Just leave the name the way it is. Just leave it. Just leave it alone.
Yeah,
I think they're going to.
It is crazy.
I'm still holding fast to that, EB.
Eric, I was thinking about the coaching staff and just an amazing job by Quinn and the staff in general. But when they wake up, you know, we're all kind of in shock at this. I guess they're not surprised now that they've gotten to the playoffs and they're winning games now. But if you would have asked them at the start of the season, hey, what are you expecting? There's no way they thought this team would be 14-5. There's just no way. They have to be in shock as well.
There's no way they thought they'd be 14-5, but a lot of coaches I know, they have a sort of an unreal, like they always think they can win.
That's why they didn't say rebuild, right? It was the recalibration or whatever he was saying.
But there were so many unknowns about this team, so many holes. Now, they filled the holes. We just didn't know how good they were going to fill them. But I just think the staff's got to be going, oh, my God, I can't believe we're doing this.
Maybe. I just think that they're different than us. Coaches are wired differently. They think that they can win. They just do. They're you know, yeah. It might be crazy, but I just think they're wired a little different.
Coming up next, we'll do our colleague check-in. Kevin Sheehan's going to join us from the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980 at 9 o'clock. Fred Smoot, and at 9:40, don't want to miss it, Neil Rule. He's that guy from Big D Energy that went off on the Commanders.
He's got little D energy. He's got little D energy today, I can tell you that.
He'll join us at 9:40. Don't want to miss that here on the Junkies.
So yesterday, my daughter, Juliet, says to me, she goes, I finally get it. I understand now why people go crazy for the NFL. Mm-hmm. When you have a team that you can root for, that does well, that's got a generational superstar leading it, and you're winning double-digit games, she's like, I'm all in. I'm all in at this point.
Right. And you know what?
They've suffered for so long. For so long. It's great to see your kids like getting that buy-in.
It actually makes it almost more feel better going through the suffering.
Yeah.
You know, like when we were kids, those of us that were fans, I thought it was normal to go to 4 Super Bowls in a decade.
Yeah. You're like, this is the way things work.
Yeah. And I mean, I loved every one of them, but then to go on this odyssey for 25 years or 35 years.
Not an odyssey, an odyssey.
An odyssey. Yeah. It just. All of the just the long suffering and just the hopelessness. And I was in denial for half of it.
Right.
It's actually sweeter to go through it now. It means more.
Now you kind of expect this run to continue because of one guy, EB. And it's not the head coach. He's great. Yeah. It's not Adam Peters. He's great. It's not the owner, Josh Harris. It's great. It's because of Jaden Daniels.
And another guy that's been there through this entire ride is joining us now, Kevin Sheehan from the Kevin Sheehan Show on Team 980 from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Kevin, happy Victory Monday.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, watching the sort of full screen graphic of the games upcoming for championship weekend and to see Washington with the burgundy and gold next to the green in Philly for the NFC title game, it was a bit surreal. I thought it kind of hit home watching the other games yesterday to see them promoting the NFC championship game with our team in it. Kind of nuts.
Weird. Hey, your things you like, I mean, that should be the whole show.
Yeah, well, we should all like this. This is good for all of us.
Yeah. You know, Kev, I was just kind of talking before we took the commercial break about the coaching staff. And, well, first of all, how is Dan Quinn not coach of the year? This team was 4-13 last year. All right. They've got a whole new staff. They I don't know, there's 30 new guys on the roster. Rookie quarterback who looks like he's a 7-year vet. They're in an NFC championship game. How is he not coach of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a regular season award.
I know.
Still, they won 12 games,
right.
And they won 4 last year. Minnesota struggled last year, and they ended up winning 14 games. I'm assuming Kevin O'Connell is going to win Coach of the Year, but, man, did they flame out with Darnold over the last 2 games. But I agree with you. I mean, he's not going to win it because the voting's already taken place, but he deserves it.
So the offensive line has only allowed 1 sack in 2 games. I mean, there's so many things we can talk about, and obviously they suffered the injury with Cosme, but they've done a damn good job through these first 2 games.
Really good job, but I heard you guys talking about it right before. I mean, there is one reason more than any other, and you count 10 spaces before you get to what's number 2, and that is the quarterback. He's been incredible. It was funny to watch the other night, like Detroit, even when they blitzed, they were kind of tentative. You know, they're like, we can't, you know, if we don't have a straight shot at them, we got to slow down a little bit because he's just going to slip us or he's going to duck us. I mean, the amount of fear that he strikes into an entire defense, it's interesting to watch. But I think the O-line did a great job the other night, really in the run game as well. Mm-hmm. They finally got that going. A lot of that comes off of that zone read stuff and Jaden making more really good decisions on Saturday night than maybe he did last week. But, yeah, they'll miss Cosme, though, that's for sure.
Yes, I agree.
Hey, Kev. Just getting to Jaden again, and you know, of all of his abilities, and I'm not sure where he lacks anywhere. Which is most impressive to you? For me, it's the poise, like the arm and the legs. We've seen these individual traits with other people, but to have the total package is incredible. But just to then have that poise and that calmness, I'm not sure I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you framed it going into the question, it's like, can you name one thing that he doesn't do at a high level? Because I can't. Yeah. Like, everything he does is at a super high level. I think for a lot of people that just didn't watch him in college, I think they're surprised at what a great thrower of the football he is. I mean, he's got an incredibly quick release, compact, you know, sort of delivery. And he's so accurate, and he's accurate from the pocket, he's accurate on the move, and that's ultimately, you know, his meal ticket anyway. The mobility is awesome, the poise, like you talked about, is unmistakable, but he can really throw the football, and it's quick, and it's accurate, and it's with touch, or it's with, you know, with zip if he needs that. But I can't think, and I said this the other night, I can't think of anything that anybody would identify as a flaw. Like, what's his flaw? His frame? His skinny frame? You know, maybe, but it hasn't.
But that helps him because that makes him quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Kevin, his running certainly is not a flaw. And this just kind of came to me over the last two playoff games. I feel like his threat of being able to run is almost more effective than his running is itself, because then it frees up B-Rob to get these big, huge holes to run through like we saw in the Lions game. It's almost like the concept of him being able to take off at any time is just sending fear up and down the spines of defensive coordinators throughout the league.
Well, that's been the case with all of these dual threat quarterbacks for years. Mm-hmm. Like when the quarterback's involved in the run game, even just presenting the quarterback as a run threat, everybody benefits from it. Remember Alfred Morris with RG3, how much he benefited from it. Look at Derrick Henry and the way he benefited from it this year, being with Lamar. Not that he's not a great back, but we hadn't seen it in the last couple of weeks, and I bet they would tell you that, you know, Jaden maybe made a decision or two that wasn't the right decision. He pulled it when he should have kept it, or he pulled it when he should have given it when he should have pulled it, but he wasn't probably perfect the other night, but he was perfect enough for Brian Robinson Jr. and Eckler and, you know, even McNichols, the first two in particular, to have some gaping holes.
We've talked about it a lot throughout the year, Kevin, but the fourth downs, they were 3 for 4 on Saturday night. Just the ability to extend drives with an extra down, knowing that you have that ability, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, if you count the 12 men on the field, it was 4 for 5, and who knows whether or not, you know, just the threat of whatever they were going to do confused Detroit. But no, he's the proverbial cheat code. I mean, if you're 4th and 3 or shorter, it's like, why wouldn't you? I mean, you're not going to do it in your own 25, but when he got under center for that 4th and 2 and he went naked bootleg, it's like, it's laughable that anybody's going to stop him from gaining 2 or 3 yards. And I love the way they use it, too. I don't think Dan's reckless with it. I think he's very strategic with it. Like, they went to kick the field goal on the 4th and 1 late when they were up 14. Gonzalez missed it, but he's not going to do it just for the sake of doing it. He's going to do it when it makes sense. And obviously, having Jaden at quarterback makes it a lot easier to make that decision.
Yeah, Kev, on that 4th and 2, with Jaden, it looked like that whoever that end was for the Lions, I don't know if it was a DB, he kind of breaks in because he bit on the fake, and then he lost a step or half
Terry
a step.
Arnold, I believe.
It was Arnold.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Glenn's got to be telling his guys, don't buy that fake. Just stay where you are. Let the other guys on the interior try and stop whatever if he hands the ball off. But you got to stay on the outside. But even if he did stay, I feel like Jaden would have gotten anyway. He'll just juke him or he'll just outrun him to the first down marker.
You know what's funny is, like, I think sometimes fans that watch every single game, every single play, can pick up on tendencies maybe even more than the opponent, because when he went under center, I'm like, here comes the naked bootleg. They've run it four times this year.
Yeah.
Once he goes under center on third or fourth and short. But yeah, I mean, you can't let him get outside. But to your point, even if you play it properly, it doesn't mean you're going to stop it.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
So Kev, Jason mentioned Aaron Glenn. I think it was Jason mentioned Aaron Glenn. Obviously, I'm sure you guys are talking about, or will talk about, Ben Johnson. He's less than great. To stay away from to call the Jameson Williams pass, insane. To stay away from the running game, insane. We know Philly, they're not stupid. I mean, some people think Sirianni is, but who knows. They're going to pound the football, right? If Jaden's not the hottest player in the league, Saquon is. Is it an advantage for us knowing they're gonna pound the football? He's gonna touch it 25 to 30 times. How do you scheme it up? How do we possibly have a chance when there's no way Philly's gonna get away from the run next week?
Yeah, I think one of the things is going to be Jalen Hurts' health. I mean, we were just talking about the benefit of having the quarterback involved in the run game, and if he's not able to be a part of their run game, it makes it a lot easier. Now, with that said, Detroit had 500-plus yards mm-hmm. with five turnovers. Like, that's almost impossible to do. Washington got gashed, I mean, over and over again. Without five turnovers, if they had only gotten two turnovers or three turnovers, they may not have won that game. That was a big, obviously, part of the win, Jaden being one and the turnovers being two. But, yeah, I mean, stopping the run's been the number one, flaw all season long. I think they're 30th in the league or 32nd in yards per carry, something like that. And the other night was – I don't know why Jahmyr Gibbs ever came out of the game.
Yeah, weird.
I think one of the real kind of benefits Washington had going into that game was David Montgomery being back. They mm-hmm. felt compelled to play him and give him seven carries. Gibbs was averaging 10 yards a carry in the first half. But yeah, it's the big, defensively, it's the big part of the story on Sunday, but really Washington's best defense all year long has been its offense.
Yeah.
Staying on the field, scoring basically every time they have the football, and putting the game pressure on the other team, because they know every time they take possession of the ball, they better do something with it, or Jaden's going to lead him to another score when he gets back out onto the field.
So, Kevin, if you get to this point on your show and you do your things you didn't like, I guess you're going to bring up Zane Gonzalez.
Oh.
Cakes hates him.
Well,
I mean, I think he hates him.
I don't hate him personally. I hate it, though, when you lead off the game by kicking the ball out of bounds in an indoor stadium when there's not one gust of wind pushing the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
That was a bad sign to start the game. I was like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. You're going to give this team the ball at the 40. Then he missed the field goal, which meant nothing at the end, but yeah, it's a little dicey. It's a little sketchy when he gets out there, and God bless him and his story, because it's an incredible one that he's got this occupation with the disorder that he has. But yeah, I mean, every time he walks out there, on Sunday on the road with maybe cold weather and wind, it'll be a concern, no doubt. By the way, their kicker has had issues. Elliott's had issues all season long. He missed two PATs in the snow, but he's had issues all year.
But don't worry. There's a maximum of two games left of Zane Gonzo. A maximum.
Yeah, you're probably right on
he's
that.
He's not going to be the guy in training camp or, God forbid, on the opening roster.
No, but he's going to have to. He's probably going to have to make a big kick or two or more in the next couple games if
understood.
They get there.
It's dicey, though.
Wouldn't it be nice if they don't need him Sunday?
That would be great.
Like, I think there's a chance we go in there and it's one-sided. If Jalen Hurts is hurt and he can't be Jalen Hurts, which, by the way, hasn't been that great to begin with in recent weeks. I mean, A.J. Brown's got three catches over his last three games, I think.
Yeah.
This was the matchup during the course of that game yesterday that I preferred. The Rams would have been able to move the football at will. I thought. But we'll see. I mean, I think we got a really good shot.
Hey, look, Jaden had 5 touchdown passes last time they played him.
They beat him 36-33 with 5 turnovers.
I know.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Now, Hurts left the game, and you had Kenny Pickett, and Pickett got hurt during that game, if you recall, too. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't mind this matchup. I mean, it's going to be a tough environment, clearly, but they handled it Saturday night.
Would you rather play Philly or at L.A.?
He said
that's what I'm saying. I actually think Philly is the better matchup.
Yeah.
I think the Rams with Stafford indoors, Nacua Cup, Kyron Williams, I think everybody's been able to move the football against our defense.
Cup doesn't do anything anymore, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Cup doesn't do anything anymore, by the way. But
yeah,
but yes, I agree with you.
Probably against us he would have.
That's a good point.
Everybody seems to against our defense, but I just don't think I think Philadelphia is limited offensively if Hurts is, you know, can't run and he's 80%, 90%. Well, it'll be interesting to see his health during the course of the week because 100%. That looked ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Saquon ran for 150 against them last time. Yep. So we'll see. Kevin, have a great show.
All right, boys.
Yep. Good talking to you, man.
It's fun. First time this team's been in the NFC Championship in 3 decades plus.
Mm. 33 years. Long time.
I think I was doing bad math. Did I say 31 years before? Doesn't matter.
30 plus. I mean,
yes.
33 years.
33. All right, we'll come back with more. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
We should mention on this Victory Monday that you can listen to the NFC Championship game here on 106.7 The Fan Sunday starting at 2 p.m. It's carried by Westwood One, so you can listen to Commanders Eagles right here on 106.7 The Fan this upcoming Sunday, 2 p.m.
Nice. We got Fred Smoot joining us at 9 o'clock. Then we have the guy that went on the rant that a lot of people hated during the week,
Neil
the guy
Rule.
From Big D Energy, Neil Rule. He's going to be on the show at
9:40. You know what? He's just going to have to come on and take his medicine.
He have an excuse, though?
No, I don't think so.
My understanding is he's going to eat it. He knows.
Yeah.
How could you not?
If you go out and make a wackadoo proclamation, you basically guarantee a victory, and it doesn't come through, and you're puffing your chest out about it, and it goes south on you, you just got to own it. And that's what he's going to do.
He just watched Jaden Daniels. You can't deny what he saw. Fluky game.
He saw with a superior quarterback come in and just take care of business at Ford Field.
His quarterback had a QBR of 41.5. Washington's quarterback had a QBR of 91.8.
Right.
Yeah.
One quarterback took care of the ball. The other one
didn't.
Was very reckless and didn't take care of the ball.
Yeah.
I will say I saw post-game one of their bloggers or radio guys. I'm not quite sure what the guy's job is. I'm sure he has a podcast. And he was like, guys, What can I tell you? He said, first of all, no disrespect to the Commanders and to Jaden Daniels is unbelievable. But then he was like, we blew this. Ben Johnson blew this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole same stuff that we've been talking about all day. Inexplicable to get away from the running game, to have Jameson Williams throw a pass. And then he just went on and on and on about how he thought this was their year. And he was literally virtually speechless. But like a lot of our callers said, he didn't denigrate Washington. I give him credit. Now, this guy we're going to have on, he denigrated Washington.
Yeah.
Last week.
It's hard
to denigrate him now.
He might have a change of heart after watching him go throwing almost 50.
He just didn't. He didn't know how silly Jaden Daniels was until he saw it with his own two
eyes. Maybe he wasn't watching
him in person at Ford Field.
But he also is going to probably say, look, our quarterback had one of his worst games all year. Maybe he blames Ben Johnson. Who
maybe.
Knows?
We'll talk to him coming up. We'll talk to him coming up at 9:40. Real quick, though, let's do a little Junkies Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Just real quick to go through the matchups that we're going to see here on Championship Weekend. Of course, Washington will face the Eagles. Close game there. I mean, Saquon had his touchdowns. Jalen Hurts had one early. But the Rams got the ball back with the chance to win the game. And in the end,
cut down to the 14.
You know, Stafford gets sacked, I think, on third down by Jalen Carter, and then his fourth down pass sails incomplete. But the Eagles escaped that game with a win.
I would agree. I mean, they go up 28-15, and you're after Barkley's long run, you go, all right, well, this game's over. But then the Rams go right down the field. Now, look, the Eagles were playing prevent there, but right down the field, they score, and then some terrible play calling, I thought, from Kellen Moore. And I would have given it to Barkley pretty much all three times. But they rolled out Hurts. He gets sacked, so they got to give the ball back to Stafford. He goes down there, get down to the 14. They were very fortunate.
I'm praying.
But the big deal there is obviously how bad's Jalen Hurts' knee.
Clearly.
That's the big deal.
I'm praying we see more of Kenny Pickett this upcoming Sunday. I would love look, I'm not rooting for anybody to get hurt or for an injury to get worse. But if Jalen Hurts limps over to the sideline and then Kenny Pickett comes out,
you're not going
to
shed a tear.
I will not play the world's smallest violin.
I don't think anybody would.
Or for Kenny Pickett or for any of them.
AFC side, we'll start with the Chiefs game. As expected, they beat the Texans. Kind of the I think Texans fans are upset. Mahomes gets ticky-tack calls for roughing the passer.
Yeah, of course.
He just does.
He does.
And then
they're
huge drive extenders. Like I don't like to be one of these guys that blames the referees, but I can kind of see their side of it.
Here's what I know. And we'll touch on this game in a minute. If Mahomes got blowed up out of bounds like Lamar did, and there was no... he would have gotten a flag. Lamar, I couldn't believe there's no flag. He gets tackled 5 yards out of bounds. If that happens to Mahomes, 10 flags are flying all at once.
I think it was I can't remember the exact call, but the one time that he got tackled by two guys where he's kind of sliding, but he's not, and he wasn't even hit like helmet to helmet, and they threw the flag. That one was outrageous. Extends the drive, and ultimately they score. But look, Travis Kelce does nothing in the regular season anymore.
Yeah.
And then he sees the postseason, he becomes a monster.
Right. And they're showing Tay-Tay. And Caitlin Clark. Has Caitlin Clark ever been in the suite before?
Not that I know of.
No, but they said that she grew up a fan of the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. It was just crazy when they're showing Tay-Tay and Caitlin Clark up there.
So it's even seven straight times. Look, Charlie Casserly came on the show and said Jaden Daniels is Patrick Mahomes. Well, this would be amazing because Patrick Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship seven straight years.
How about take half of that?
Yeah.
Give me half of that. Hell, give me one of them.
And then the Ravens game last night.
By the way, Houston special teams were bad.
Yes. The Ravens game last night, Lamar had two turnovers. Mark Andrews fumbled the ball. And a two-point conversion wasn't caught by Mark Andrews. It's the difference in the game.
Mr.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
Matt
Andrews
Myers
didn't make the catch on the goal line.
How long did it take you to go to sleep, Matt Myers?
Oh, I was asleep pretty quick after.
Oh, you
that.
Were?
Yeah.
IJS. You don't care.
Is this IJS?
He just Masters is in 79 days.
He resigned himself. He compartmentalizes.
Masters
which is
right
good.
Around the corner.
If you're a sports fan, you got to be able to compartmentalize, or it will ruin your life.
So Josh Allen didn't have necessarily a great game. He ran in a couple of touchdowns. They didn't throw the ball a ton. Like the yardage, and I mentioned this before. And what can you punch up team stats? What's the total yardage difference? I mean, Baltimore had far more yards than the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I mean, three turnovers. there you go.
For once, I don't care about stats or yardage. And when it comes to the playoffs, it's
416 to 273.
Taking care of the ball.
Yep.
If you take care of the ball and you're proficient on offense and you don't have two or three turnovers, you're going to be in every game.
Buffalo also only had one penalty.
That helps.
Think about that.
Outgained 416 to 273, but they win that game 27 to 25, and it's going to be a long off season for Mark Andrews. Just thinking about that last ball, which you know Lamar puts it right on his hands.
What did you think about going for two end of the third quarter, Matt?
That's fine.
Instead of kicking the extra point, that way you don't need the two at the end of the game.
I trust the math and analytics department.
Trust the math nerds.
So. They're much better at math than I am.
Yes.
What'd you think about the Bills kicking the field goal instead of going for it? That gave them an 8-point lead. Ultimately, it was the difference in the game.
I was going to say, just to go up eight.
But they were right there about to score a touchdown. You put them away.
I know. I think McDermott's been criticized for his game management decisions over the years. I think that was, it turned out to be a good decision.
All right, so your AFC matchup is 1-2. It is the Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. And then, of course, in the NFC, 3 o'clock on Sunday, the Eagles will host the Washington Commanders, who are in the NFC Championship. We've been celebrating all morning long on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chinigo Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Coming up next, we'll check in with our pal Fred Smoot, get his take on the big win for the Washington Commanders.